just an another interesting but a funny part of that. When you start your apprenticeship, you know, and especially with a substation gang and things like this going out to Dalconnen, you sweep the floors, you make the tea, and you do those things. Like, you know, it's different nowadays, I know, but I used to have to make this billy of tea, and it was a great big black billy, oh, I suppose, it'd hold a gallon, like, you know. And I was making this sort of every morning, and it was getting pretty strong, you see, so I started to put less tea in it, but it was still getting stronger, and it was turning a purpley colour. Anyway, they finally chipped me about this, and I found out that the billy had to be really well scrubbed out, like, because this was something that was forming on the midnight there, and I didn't need any tea in the end, except that it didn't taste too good. So it was one of the things I was a bit upset about them going crook about me on that there, so I thought I'll get back at them, and I bought in a packet of Epsom salts from home, and put it in the billy this particular day. But unfortunately, the foreman, Bob Kelly, who was never there normally, like, you know, he was one of these that were back at Kingston sort of business, came out that morning, and he got into this tea laced with Epsom salts with disastrous effect, and they found out about it. I don't remember confessing, but I probably don't remember telling a lie either. But I do know that the next 3 months, I wasn't at Dalconnen. I was there on those boundary lights at the aerodrome.
That was your penance.
That was the penance, yes, that I had.
Yeah.